Welcome back to coverage of the Giro Donegal International Rally. 17 stages have been completed. All the leading crews are heading into service at the Mulford Mart, and there's three stages remaining on the showpiece event of the Irish Tarmac Championship. And the man who leads at the front of the field after 17 stages is Gary Jennings. The Fermanagh man has Letterkenny's Rory Kennedy on board. Both are former winners. Both have the experience of knowing how to see out Donegal and take victory. And they have a commanding lead at the front with three stages to go of 1 minute and 10.7 seconds over last year's champions Declan and Brian Boyle, who of course are sporting the new Ford Fiesta WRC this weekend. But Jennings, as he has been since the end of day one, has been the man to beat here, but he's had a very, very controlled drive over the course of today's third and final, what is the decisive day of the Donegal International. Declan and Brian Boyle, well, they've been getting to grips with the Fiesta WRC car and certainly have been learning the car and the left-hand drive throughout the weekend. They posted a fastest time yesterday at the end of Gartner. They're looking to get another one now before the day ends, but they're certainly getting to grips now with that wee Fiesta. Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan, they've had a mixed weekend. They've had faster stages in the Focus WRC, but they did, of course, lose a lot of time yesterday due to that puncture. And today on Fanad as well, they lost even more time. So they're well off the pace. You're chatting over around about a minute or so off the pace of Boyle after 17 stages. The reason for that was because they had a spin and ended up in a garden in Fanad on special stage 17. So that's your top three. Outside of that, we're seeing a big battle brewing here for fourth place between Derek McGarty and Seamus Leonard. Now, Leonard's putting on a quick time again on Fanad to reduce the gap to McGarty to just 1.8 seconds. We did think at the end of the stage when we were on just after 1:30 that Leonard may have moved into fourth place overall, but when we do the calculations, there's about 1.8 seconds the difference with McGarty in fourth, Leonard in fifth. It's going to be intriguing to watch these two fight it out now in these three remaining stages. Darragh Reardon, but off the pace in there in Fanad after 17 stages. He's sixth overall. He, of course, was in fifth place heading into the action today, and he's 23.8 seconds off the pace for Reardon. And young Joseph McGonigal from Muff, who has Kieran Guiney on board in the Skoda S 2000 Fabia, well, they're seventh overall in the international, and they're still going well in that class to the class leaders in the R5 category. So that's the international side, the top seven for you. Let's go to the national, look at the top six. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, who are in the Mark II Escort. They continue to lead comfortably with three stages to go. 39.9 seconds is the difference between himself and Adrian Hetherington. Hetherington going very well from County Tyrone in that green Mark II Escort with Gary Nolan on board, and they're looking to consolidate second place in this rally. They're going well at the moment. Paul Reid and Kyle Reid, they're flying in that Mark II as well. They're sitting third overall. They, of course, have been moving up the national rally. They started 10th yesterday, they're now up to third, and they're over half a minute down on Hetherington. Fourth place is Frank Kelly, 20 seconds off the pace of Reid, but Kelly's been on the move today with the fastest of the Mark IIs on Atlantic Drive and indeed Fanad as well. So Kelly putting in some big, big times. David Bogie's been putting in quick times as well today. He was a wee bit slow on Fanad, but he was quickest on Glen this morning. The Scotman is around about 45 seconds off the pace of Kelly. And Damien Geller continues to go well as well, wrapping up the top six in the national rally. Just maybe going back to stage 16, Chris will probably clarify later on how the group end battle is going. But Darragh Leonard and Martin Doherty were both fighting it out there. There's about 40-odd seconds between the two. That was after 16 stages. So we've got three stages left to go. How big a factor has the weather been? It's made tyre choice a bit difficult for some crews. It's dry in patches in the stages, wet in the other. Looking in the distance, there's more rain heading this way in the northwest, and it may get heavier over the next couple of hours as we head into around 4 or 5 o'clock. We will know the winner, of course, of the rally coming up at around about 5:45. They're due back at the finish ramp in Letterkenny. But between now and then, there's three more stages to go. The national rally at the moment, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett are comfortably in the lead by 39 seconds. While at the head of the field, Gary Jennings is looking for a second one in Donegal. Rory Kennedy is looking for a fourth. They have a commanding advantage at the top of over a minute from Declan and Brian Boyle. Chris is at service. He'll have a reaction from some of the locals now over the next half hour or so. And they're due back on High Glen, stage 18, at around 5 to 3 this afternoon, so just under an hour's time. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Well, the aforementioned Chris Ashmore is on the line, and we go to him directly. Chris.
Thanks for just coming into service here in Milford. Just get a quick word with Enda McNulty from Tyrone in the Escort. Enda, how's this morning gone?
Well, first stage, Glenn, very wet, very slippy. Out the Atlantic Drive, using the tyres that we had from the previous stage, the tyres went off the middle of Atlantic Drive, no grip. And the same thing happened as in the last stage. Just it's got that dry in the last two stages, it's just your tyres go off just halfway through. But no, I'm still having a bit of a cut and try and get the rest of the day through and get home safe.
And it's going to be unpredictable in the afternoon. We just don't know what the weather's going to do.
It looks like rain on the way in here, so it says rain on the way out. And sure, you know yourself, Irish weather, you're 1 5 minute, it's dry, and the next minute it's raining, you know. So look, just fingers crossed to get through it and get the first Donegal done under my belt. Thank you.
Good man. Thanks a million. Enda McNulty there in one of the escorts going on to service. The cars coming in thick and fast here at Milford Mart. And, of course, a huge competition in the escorts, as always, here in the Donegal Rally.